Good morning, and it's fun to be with you again today on this opportunity to share God's Word.
早安，今天也是一个很有趣味的一个日子，来跟你再一次分享主的话语。
I know some of you have been praying, as I have mentioned to you, that the church that I'm working with, we have purchased the building and have been preparing the building for moving in to begin holding our services in that new building.
我想你们大概也知道，也为我们这件事情祷告，就是我们的教会买了一个新的房子，我们现在在做一些装修的工作，准备要开始搬进去聚会。
For the last 9 years, the church has been meeting in a school.
一直到最近的9年，我们都在一个学校里头聚会。
And today is the last day that that church is going to meet in that school, and next Sunday we begin meeting in our own new building.
今天是最后一次在学校的聚会。今天早，下个主日早上，我们就要在我们自己的教堂里头聚会。
Thank you for praying. It's been a lot of work, but God has been involved in every step of it.
谢谢你们的祷告。虽然是工作繁忙，但是主在每一步都带领我们。
Well, let's begin the sermon that God's laid on my heart for today.
那我们现在开始今天主把要托付给我的话语。
Every day is a special day, and today is indeed no different.
每一天都是一个很特别的日子，尤其是今天。
Some of us entered this building, this room, with many things on our minds.
当我们进来的时候，我们许多人有很多不同的事情在我们的头脑里头。
It might be work, family, finances, or all kinds of things.
可能是工作，可能是家庭，可能是你的经济，一些其他的问题。
Others of you entered expectantly, waiting.To have another encounter with God.
也有的人来这边有一个期盼的心，能够在这边遇到主。
And there may even be some today that are not sure just why you're here today.
甚至于也有些人可能更不晓得为什么今天会来这。
Whatever the case, my prayer is that we will engage in a common quest, and that is discover what God has to say to us.
无论如何，我的祷告是我们今天大家通通来一个。同一个的探寻，我们知道主的心意是什么。
One of the characters in the quest says, "Everyone is searching, not everybody knows it."
在这个追溯里头讲到说，每一个人都在寻求，但是不是每一个人都得到答案。
I think it's true.
我想这个是一个事实。
Everyone is on a quest, but not everyone realizes it.
每个人都在追寻什么，但是不一定所有人都找得到。
Let me give you an example of what I mean.
打个比方。
Here are some of the questions that are here are some of life's pressing questions.
我要提出一些这个生命中比较紧迫的一些的问题。
Can truth be known?
首先，我们能不能知道真理？
Does God exist?
神存不存在？
Can we trust the Bible?
我们能不能相信圣经？
Why is there evil and suffering?
为什么这个世界上有罪恶跟苦难
？We could go on and on.
我们许许多多这类问题。
But let's get started with the passage of scripture that we read together a few minutes ago.
但是我们先从我们刚才所读的这一段的经文开始好。
The first verse of our scripture sets the stage for this quest that we are talking about this morning.
整个这个第一节就把我们整个这个探索的基础打好。
Jesus is telling his closest friends and followers that he was scouting out a path for them.
这里主耶稣跟他最紧密跟随的朋友们在讲说，他在这边把他们打通一条的路。
He simply was saying to them that he was going to be their pathfinder.
他这边很简单，就是说他要做他们的指南针。
Let me explain just a little bit more what that means.
我再跟你继续解释一下这个是什么意思。
Jesus is simply speaking these words in the days prior to his crucifixion.
简单来说，主耶稣是就在他准备要上十字架的以前讲这些话。
He was preparing his disciples for his death, his resurrection, and his ascension.
他在准备他的门徒们来接受他的死、复活跟升天。
Thomas and the rest of the disciples were troubled when Jesus said that he would be leaving them.
多马和其他的这些门徒心里头都难过，就是说主耶稣要离开他们了。
Jesus was simply saying, "Don't worry, you know the way."
主耶稣只不过在说不要担心，因为你们认识这条路。
But Thomas seemed to be the spokesman, and he said, "How can you say that? We don't know the way."
就多马这边好像一个代表一样说您在说什么因为我们实际上不知道你的道理
Don't miss this important thing from that passage of scripture. Jesus said, I am the way.
然后主耶稣说我请我们不要漏掉这一句话就是说我就是道路
In other words, Jesus doesn't just know the way, he is the way.
换句话说不就是主耶稣知道这条路他就是这条路
Jesus doesn't just go the way, he is the way.
他不是走在这条路上而已他是这条路
Jesus doesn't show the way, he is the way.
他不是展示这条路而已他就是这条路
And not only that,But Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life.
何况他继续说，我不单是这条路，我也是这个真理，也是生命。
In this passage of Scripture, Jesus said three things, which I think are relevant and applicable for us today, just as they were for Thomas those many years ago.
在这边，主耶稣跟多马说了三件事情，我想不但那个时候，甚至于今天在我们身上都可以应用。
The first thing I want to address...with you today from this passage is simply this. I can know the truth.
第一个要跟你们讨论的就是说很简单就是说我们可以认识真理。
And that the truth does exist.
真理存在。
When Jesus told Thomas, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
当主耶稣跟多马说我是真理道路生命。
He was not only making a true statement, he was making a true statement about truth.
他不是就是讲一件真实的事情他是讲一件对真理是真实的事情
Jesus taught that truth exists
所以主耶稣教导他们说真理存在
Jesus didn't treat truth as a personal preference
他并没有把真理当作是一个人的爱好
He could have said I am the truth for me
他可以说我对我来自己来说是真理
He could have said I am the truth for you
I can say, 我对你来说是真理。
He could have said, I am the truth if you want me to be the truth.
或者他也没有说，如果你要我成为真理，那我就是真理。
Jesus didn't say any of these things.
他没有说任何这些事情。
He said, I am the truth.
他讲说，我就是真理。
When Jesus says, I am the truth, we can understand his clear intention is to say that truth.Surely does exist.
所以当他说这些话的时候，中间有一个是就是意思就是说真理确实是存在。
The second thing that I think we discover from the passage of Scripture, not only does truth exist, but I can know the truth.
第二个就是除了真理存在之外，我们还可以发现在这里说我可以认识真理。
You see, there are many people in our families and neighborhoods.Workplaces and schools who do not think that truth can be truly known.
我们知道在我们的家庭、邻居、工作或者学校里都有许多的人，他们不认为他们可以认识真理。
Listen to what Jesus says. Ask and it will be given to you.
听主耶稣讲这句话说，你寻求就给你。
Seek and you will find.
你问我就给。
Knock and the door will be opened to you.
你叩门我就给你开门。
For everyone who asks receives.
是每一个要询问的人就得到。
He who seeks finds.
寻求的人就寻见。
And to him who knocks, the door will be open.
叩门的人就给他开门。
You see, according to Jesus, truth can be known.
所以主耶稣在这边讲说，我们可以认识真理。
If you hold to my teachings.You are really my disciples, is what Jesus says.
如果你真正的遵守我所教训的事情，那你就是我的门徒。
And then you will know the truth.
那你就会认识真理。
And the truth will set you free.
真理也会让你自由。
Did you catch that?
有没有听懂？
You know the truth.
你可以认识真理。
And that leads to one final thing that Jesus answers when he's talking to Thomas.
那最后，我们带到第三件，最后一件跟多马这个所启示的一些事。
Not only does truth exist,
不但真理存在
，but the truth you can know it.
你可以认识这个真理。
And thirdly, I can live in a relationship with truth.
第三，我也可以与这个真理有一个关系的存在。
When Jesus told Thomas, I am the truth. He was making a personal statement.
当主耶稣跟多马说我是真理，他是讲一个关于个人的事情。
Notice that it started with the word I.
所以注意他讲第一句一个字是说我。
According to Jesus, the truth is not out there. It is in here. That is in him.
主耶稣的意思不是说真理在外头，真理是在里面，是在他的里面。
He did not say, I believe in the truth.
他不说我相信真理。
He did not say, I know the truth.
他也不说我认识真理。
And he did not say, I show you truth.
他也不说我给你看真理。
He said, I am the truth.
他说我就是真理。
He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
他说我是道路，是真理，是生命。
And he went on to say, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciple.
他继续又说，如果你遵守我所教训的，你就成为我的门徒。
And then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
那你就会认识真理，然后真理也让你自由。
This is a tremendous passage of scripture for us to be able to focus our attention on and to find the answers to the questions that perplex us in life.
这是一个很伟大的一段的圣经，可以让我们寻求到我们在生命里面最重要的一个问题。
As you re-look at this passage of scripture, Jesus gives us just simply the evidence that we have a guarantee that he is the truth.
主耶稣在这边给我们有一个有保证的一个确据，说他就是真理。
That he is the way.
他也是道路。
And that he is the life.
他也是生命。
Oftentimes, this passage scripture is used at a time when there's a loss of a loved one.
经常我们有人会在失去我们亲人的时候用这句的经文。
It offers to us the assurance of let not your heart be troubled, because we're trusting in God. We know that he is the truth.
给我们一个能够不忧愁的一个确据，因为我们知道他就是神的真理。
Recently, I was sharing with someone who had need to purchase a new automobile.
最近我跟有一个人想要交谈，他想要买一部车子。
And after all of the details had been determined as to the cost and how it would be financed, there was one question was still left unanswered.
当我们谈了所有关于车子、关于这个经济的这个问题之后还有一个难处。
That question, what is the guarantee?
他的问题是说你有什么保证吗？
How can I know that this automobile I'm about to purchase is going to last me for a long time?
你有什么能够保证说我要买的这个车子能够让我开很久？
As I was sitting there with my friend, I couldn't help but think, isn't that pretty much a question that we ask ourselves daily?What are the guarantees that we will receive?
当我听到这句话的时候，我在那边想，这个不就是我们每一个人每天在问的一句话吗？我们的生命有没有什么保证？
This morning, the greatest guarantee that I can offer to you is that Jesus is the truth.
今天早上最大最好的保证就是主耶稣是真理。
That Jesus is the life and he is the way.
他也是生命，他也是道路。
In all of life's questions, we can depend on the fact that Jesus does not fail.
我们所有对生命里的问题，我们都知道主耶稣不会失败。
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
因为他昨天、今天、以后永远都是相同。
Maybe as you've come with your questions today and you've expectantly waited to hear once again from God, be reminded that if you are his child,He lives within you, and he will not fail you.
可能你今天想要来听主的话语，我就跟你讲说，你是神的儿女，你信他的话，他绝对不会失信。
Or maybe today, if you're searching for the answer can be found in none other than the person of Jesus Christ.
如果你今天在找一些的答案，我可以跟你说，这些答案一定在耶稣的里头。
In just a few weeks, we prepare ourselves for the time when we remember.Not only his birth, but his death and his resurrection, and that he's coming again.
在几个星期里面，我们要再一次的去纪念他的降生、他的受难跟他的复活，还有在将来要再来。
What a celebration that is for the Christian to be able to say, "I know the truth, and the truth lives in me."
那个基督徒的庆祝，真正的意思就是我们。 知道主耶稣是真理，他活在我们里面。
My prayer for you today would be, if you've never invited Jesus to come into your life, that you would take the opportunity to simply ask him to be the living truth that lives in you.
我今天有一个祷告，就是如果你从来不认识主耶稣是谁，用今天这个机会，请主耶稣进到你的里面，成为你一个活的事实。
The Bible says that when we confess our sins and we ask Christ to come into our life, He becomes the living truth that lives in us.
圣经说，如果我们承认，要求他进到我们里面，他就会进来，成为一个活的真理。
It's not by what you do, but simply by accepting what He has done for you.
不是靠你要做什么，而是要靠着你的信心，他来做一切。
Jesus said to Thomas and says to us again today.I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life.
今天主耶稣跟多马在经文里头也对我们每一个人说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to the Father but by me.
没有人能够到父那里，除非经过我。
God help us that we accept the fact that He is that truth.
我们求主帮助我们能够接受他就是这真理。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that you are truth today, and that truth exists and lives within us.
父神，我们感谢你。今天我们知道你是真理，而且这个真理活在我们的里面。
That the person of Jesus Christ has come that we might know the way.
主耶稣能来到这个世界上，让我们认识这条路。
And have life eternal.
也有永远的生命。
This we thank you for in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们借主耶稣基督的名感谢你。Thank you.